Blog Talk Radio.
This world is all about branding and marketing. The number one branders in the universe is the United States. They made the United States seem like it's the best place in the world to be. It's the land of the free, home of the brave. I go there to find and chase my dreams. We have to be able to tell our own stories. Directors, filmmakers, entertainers, it's going to be clearly, and the press, it's going to be your job to redefine how people think about Africa. Because you're here. You see what's going on. You clearly can see in a vivid picture the good, the bad, and the ugly. What you choose to put out there is what the world is going to get. Because I can tell you right now, in Chicago alone, there's more people dying in Chicago than there was in the war in Iraq. But you would never see that. There's a lot of things that's happening in the U.S. that you would never see because they choose to show you what they want you to see for... Yeah. It's about country integrity. You have a certain reputation you have to keep. No one puts their family business out into the street. One of the problems we have in Africa is that when something happens, the press is quick to put out negative energy and quick to put out a negative story. And then that story goes on to internet, then other broadcasting systems take it, and they post it. So when you look at places like Kenya, for instance, that I know of, maybe what, two terrorist attacks? But it was everywhere. So now people was afraid to go to Kenya because somebody shot up the mall. But then when you look online, there was over 25,000 attacks in the U.S., but you only knew about maybe five or six. So we have to really rebrand. And then when you look at how the world perceives Africa, they're right. You know, you see zebras, lions, tigers, bears. Oh, my. You get to the point where you think Africa's just a big jungle. The images that they're showing of Africa is historical images. This is way before civilization. This is when they were still, you know, battling with spears, like times of Shaka Zulu. No, I'm serious. But then when you look at the U.S., they're showing Superman, Batman. You know? Where is our Superman? Where is our, like, Shaka Zulu should be a superhero today. Really? So we have to tell our own stories. I mean, even Jesus is white. And you believe it. But it's okay because how you were framed, if you taught something from the day you were born, and your mother taught you that, your father taught you that, it's real. You never look at your mom and your dad as liars. But their mother and father taught them the same thing because that's the kind of history that's put out for them to believe. Our history books in the U.S. is all white American history, culture that's been borrowed from other nations. But Africa have to teach the same history of our ancestors, the great things that they have accomplished. You know? And it's going to be the jobs of directors like yourself, filmmakers like yourself, to narrate that story. How do we want to be perceived? How do we want that story to be narrated to the rest of the world? This younger generation, we kind of figured it out. Because now, when you look at hip-hop in America, every rapper is rich. Gold chains, Bentleys, nice girls by the pool with bathing suits in his big mansion. And then when the video is over, they get on their phone and call an Uber. They don't even come in the Bentley that you just saw in the TV. But you go to Nigeria, we got Wizkid, Davido, P-Square, all these guys driving a Bentley, Mercedes. They actually own those cars. That's the difference. But if we don't translate that, they will never know. They think we're going to leave the chute and go home on a horse or a zebra. Because that's what they know. This is why African Americans are so afraid of Africa. You mention Africa, they start shaking. There's so much fear. They don't know how to translate that. It was just recent that people are now saying, yeah, man, you know what? I rock with Africans, man. You know what I'm saying? I want to do some collaborations, man. Yo, man, I need an Afrobeat remix. You know what I'm saying? But before, they'd be like, man, I don't know that dude. I'm not putting him on my record. So the younger generation is slowly understanding how you have to rebrand the culture, because the culture has adapted. They've actually took everything that we've created and made it look better. They made a superstar look like a superstar. When I look on TV and I see our biggest entertainers, they don't look like stars. That's why you can't really respect the entertainer. If a politician saw a singer, they'd just be like, oh, he's just a local singer. But if he go to that local singer's performance, he may sell out the stadium because he has a huge influence, but the image is not there. So we have to take the image as a huge accountability for ourselves and realize that Africa really does have a reputation. But if we allow our stories to be told, our stories will be told according to their agenda on what they need to be able to benefit from Africa. So we have to tell our story so we can be able to understand how we can utilize that story to benefit our agenda. You know? So in closing, this job is for the entertainers, the filmmakers, the reporters, and anyone that creates content. We have to rebrand. And we have to rebrand it in the way that we see it and tell the story to where they can understand it, feel comfortable, and want to come here and invest. Right?
To add to what Akon...
The falling leaves drift by the window. The autumn leaves of red and gold. I see your lips, the summer kisses, the sunburned hands I used to hold. Since you went away, the days grow long, and soon I'll hear old winter's song. But I miss you most of all, my darling. When autumn leaves start to fall, and soon I'll hear old winter's song. But I miss you most of all, my darling, when autumn leaves start to
fall. Okay, we are back. It's another day. Another edition. And you're listening to the Black Talk Radio Network and the Cosmic Philosopher, and I'm Tim Aldred. Yeah, we are having nice weather. It gets a little cooler here, Florida. And it's a little drizzly type of rain is coming down. So, you know, makes a nice little weather to stay in. All right, well, today is a day to talk what we are allowed today. I have become, you know, very, very mind-centered about the more serious element of life, and it centers around the value of our lives and the things that we are able to do when we are alive, the amount of people born and grow up into a mature state, and it you know, whenever I think about these kinds of things that affect our lives, I feel more and more wind up when I know that I don't have to be alive, when I know that perils the civilized world has gone through, and still the condition of the world that I see is very depressing. And, you know, it is just hard for us to rewind, or not rewind, but to unwind, you know, like the condition of things that has happened. My experience of a spoiled life is going to be based on BC versus AD, if you understand what I'm saying. Now listen, I'm thinking that the big illusion of life is to not understand the historic meaning of life. That is the heart of confusion and distraction, because when something is happening and you should know what's happening and you don't know, and you are engaged in things that you are not supposed to engage in, you know, that it is a very, very troubling thing, because the amount of people in the world today, and if you think that the amount of people who feel like they are the best person, they are the best in looks, in wealth, in education and stuff, Yeah, I mean, a lot of people are working their fingers very much to be a certain kind of person that they want to be. And I'm thinking, how much does that weigh? How much it weighs? How much it weighs in the context of we are subjected to a certain context of life. And we can see clearly that if something bad is going to happen in your life and you don't know, it's coming and you don't know, what are you doing to stop something bad from happening in your life when you don't know? There's nothing you can do. So think of how helpless we are and how nasty the human world is. And if I tell you why, you may not be able to see. Because too many things that we have learned that blocks our sense of appreciation, you know, or depreciation. We know too much foolishness that is getting us getting a respect that we're not supposed to have for the kind of life that we are living. We should see things differently, and we do not, and we don't know, and just don't have the mind to, you know, to appreciate that you should be doing something else. So when things go wrong in the world and we don't know, or whatever we know is not enough for us to become so conscious of it, so that we try to do something to help ourselves from these perils. But the fact that I grew up in church and come to realize civilized life different from the one I grew up in, because the one I grew up in was, for the most part, there is nobody to tell you realistic things about life. And here are the markers, or, you know, let's say two markers that is we are actually using these things that are harming us, destroying our lives little by little, day by day, and we don't even know it. And that is like, talk about the calendar, the solar calendar. It is the calendar of civilization. When you talk about the calendar, the solar calendar, the calendar that is made up of the sun and what the sun does for the rest of the planet, I mean, for the solar system, what the sun does for the solar system. The calendar is made up of the sun and the motion of the earth. And embodies the entire 12 houses, the 12 houses of the zodiac. When I read and find out that a de anadamani is something that should never happen, I don't know who is going to understand me when I say, when I repeat that. A.D. anadamani should never happen. You may not understand that. Because the concept of A.D. anadamani existed long time ago. It existed from like 3.5 million years ago. Because it is relevant and only relevant to hominid people, the hominid, primate, hominid people, the white African, not African, but European white people. Their hominid species evolved back 3.5 million years ago, right? I'm talking about what the World History textbook said. I'm not talking anything else. Now, nobody is going to be able to say that I am crazy, I am out of my mind, because I'm talking about, I'm taking what I say from the World History textbook that is certified by academic consultants and teachers, reviewers. I'm not talking from the Bible where you don't have anybody at all that certify that anything inside of the Bible there is true. Doesn't matter how you talk about God and Jesus and angels in heaven and all that. Those things are not true because it doesn't come from no certification that those things exist. And you are being destroyed by thinking that Jesus exists and that Jesus died on a cross for sin. I mean, those things, I mean, are, you know, really lethal things for us to believe. And it's funny, oh, we can believe those things from children growing up. And we didn't feel, as it were, no pain thinking those nonsense. As long as I believe in the God of the Bible, believe in his son that he begotten and all that. Listen, if that was a real thing that has some physical weight, it would have killed me long time ago. It would have squeezed me out to nothing. But it's funny how we can be destroyed mentally and we just about enjoy the destruction of our own selves over a period of time. And we are not aware of it. It's bad when we don't know. Because there's nothing you can do. Talk about A.D. anadamani. What do you think about A.D. anadamani? What role is it playing in the world today? A.D. anadamani. So when I tell you that, you may not likely, a lot of people that listen to what I'm saying, it may be difficult, and it is going to be difficult for a lot of people because so did I not know anything about these things. until I was able to read. You know what? It is safe to say, if I did not make an effort to read a little more, and it doesn't mean that because people are out there with a whole bunch of university and college degrees and stuff like that, and they are not thinking about what I'm saying. And if any, educated people, academically speaking, is listening to what I'm saying, some people may, hear me and the brilliant part of their mind, where they think that, you know what, he's really going into things and talking about things that, you know, people should be aware of, be conscious. I am not talking about foolishness. I'm talking about the issues from a knowledge of the Bible and a knowledge of history, world history, certified history, Sumerian history. We are going to, like, from as a child, I see people, you know, that I am one individual that make up the people, them, right? Other people looking at me when I walk about wherever, you know, I am just one of the people in the world, right? When I'm talking about the problem that involves on myself, it's usually, you know, like bring on a sense of, you know, I am isolated by myself. And like, you know, I don't see myself in the people out there and around the world. And I am really, from another person's perspective, I am just one person out there too, right? And what I'm saying is important because each person have a self-worth. You know, whatever it, whether it's whether or not we think the right thing, the fact remains that we are human beings and we either thinking the right way, behaving the right way, or we do not. Whatever physical, mental value we have, we will have it until we are dead. But be sure that when the heart stops beating, there's no more consciousness. And the spirit that is inside of us will be gone out of the body that is left there forever. You're not going to come back into that body again. Therefore, mining the wrong type of issues doesn't make any sense. It doesn't. Life is not more than eating food and doing, you know, the physical things, being of physical use. But when you drop up and gone, what do you care about? What was behind? What is behind you? You don't have whatever you value. It no longer existed. You just don't. Now, to have value is to be conscious of it when we are alive, not after we are dead. You know, that's a different realm that our spirit go to. So here we are on this frequency. And for us to have universal value, cosmological value, is to have a good, clean spirit. All right. What I see the world of humanity in right now is madness. And I go back into history that I have read and see the building, the progression of humanity, the first humans, and digest that what the first humans, what they were, and what purpose they were serving, right? To where we are today, we have two different types of human being, regardless of what, what strain of blood they are or so. Yes, nonetheless, you come from either one or the other species, and that is hominid and sapien. If we don't understand that, my friends, you're just eating and drinking, and you don't really have, you don't have a spiritual value, because it's something that your mind has to be into. You know, when we are alive, we have a mind here, and we are in a body, and therefore you have, human use, and it's based on how you're thinking that will extend you beyond just physical existence. You have a spiritual existence, and as you can see, the spiritual existence is the greatest. Because when it's gone out of the body, your body just will perish, and you won't have electricity and inside of you to keep your life. Once this the spirit of you, the real you, can you ever think of your name that you are called by? Think of what part of you answer to your name when you hear your name called. You have to make a sound, right? Now, your body in and of itself doesn't make sound, and I'm not talking about that. We have gas and stuff like that and passage of things. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about vocally speaking. When you, have you ever seen a dead person sing? No. No, the reason why I'm talking about this is your name. The name that you have, which part of you is the part of you that is responsible for responding to your name? What do you think? Is it your hand answer to that when somebody calls you? No, your hand don't answer. Verbally. Because somebody can call you, call out to you, and you wave your hand. And I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about somebody call your name, and you hear, and you answer to your name. Imagine that. So we have things that we should think about. We should live by, and we are not. And what I'm trying to tell you all over the human world on this planet, we have the calendaral time where we can talk about from time being counted by moments, minutes, by hours and day, We have that. And how much do we pay attention to what that means. Today is the future of last year. You're looking now is the future. If you were talking about, you know, a time to come, say 10 years ago, well, this is the day that you were talking about. All right. So if the calendar that we have, the BC era that we talk about, I mean, what do you really know, or what do we really know about the past and what it meant? Because it is the past. Is it influencing us today, or should influence us? Should the past influence us? I'm not talking about every little thing that happened in the past, but aren't there things that exist in the past that we rely on today? Are we relying on things that exist in the past? And if those things that are present today that causes us to be healthy and well, what if those things should go away? What, all right. What if rainfall should stop? What if nature decides to dry up the atmosphere and the precipitation of rainfall? Or maybe don't stop altogether, but it becomes so scarce and the water level keeps going down. We are now we have a crisis, water crisis. I look at the water and thought to myself, but what if we didn't have water? It wouldn't be long and we would be extinct. If you can't find no water, you know. And I want to tell you, if we run bad out of water, even though water may be someplace else, but like, you know, your place here, you're suffering. You're not, you know, you need water. And, you know, there is none. You know, it don't have to get to the worst for us to start dying one by one. You know, it's just like if the sun continue to give us heat, well, what if the sun should disappear? Because we are not accustomed to anything like the kind of stuff I'm talking about. I think some little example may be of something like that that happened that caused people to, you know, I mean, suffer or dead. Just a second. Yes, my friends. So I'm talking about the world at large. We are inched together, whether we like it or not. How we are very segregated, apartheid, and come down to what the Bible says, They said, Jesus said. I know Jesus no say anything. I know that of a fact that what is in the Bible, there is no Jesus in the Bible. For real, right? But it's something that people believe in. And it's a reckless and a careless and a lethal thing to believe in certain things that will lead you to desolation and tribulation. You believe and hold on to certain things, and it may be just a time is going to come to pass when you are going to be sorry that you did believe in something and you didn't know what you believe in. So the point I'm making now about humanity on earth and what the history tells us about it and the kind of people we are supposed to be, and if we decide to change up what we are supposed to be into something else, then we are on our own. Nature don't sponsor you at all. So it's only a matter of time. People who walk outside of the nature, the natural cause of our existence, if they come to a time when they just cut off, and then the only thing about it is once you are cut off and you are not no longer around, that's it. Nobody, you know, if anybody even miss you, it's only for a while, and they themselves will soon be missed too. Okay? So what I am really talking about is the value of certain things in the world that causes all of us to live until we no longer live. And I am saying the way the world population spoil, since civilization came to earth, there are things put in place that it doesn't matter what anybody does. Civilization provides that certain things should continue. Let's say like trees, you know, and provide, you know, temperature and stuff like that. Now, when we decide to not follow civilization, such as the calendar, it's an integral part of our life. Read and see the importance of the houses of the zodiac. Read and find out why there is a solar calendar and how it affects your life. Because civilization is a package of existence that came to earth a certain time, because it has nothing to do with night and day. That has to do with what the earth rotation or revolution is. But apart from that, life and civilization is intertwined, right? And why? Life and civilization is intertwined. Because it's not a ghost that brought civilization. And I can show you, when you read in the World History textbook about the first human, what do you see? There are some, like, picture graph or, you know, picture of the first type of humankind, the primates, right? We don't see anything else, you know, no else in the history. So what I'm trying to say, why civilization and our life is intertwined? It is because you had the hominid primates 3.5 million years ago that had no civilization. They did not speak a word. They could grunt like animals out there. You see? And maybe some of the animals do a better grunt than the hominid primates. So what I'm trying to tell you, they had a life. They had a life, but it was not a civilized one. So they have a body, eyes, and it doesn't say anything that they couldn't see. So they were seeing all right. But what kind of brain was in their head that allow them to, you know, to behave in only manner that to help themselves? They couldn't talk. They couldn't arrange anything as such. No, I mean, so the primates, which is above the other animals then, were able to make stone tools. And frighteningly, that's all the World History textbook says. Okay, now, are we to face the fact of history? Because without history, shut down the whole human entity. Yeah, you got to shut it down. Shut it down. So, without we are going adhere to the things that make us live and don't be oblivious to them. My friends, like I told you, it is unlikely that there's person. You know, it would be great if one person understand what I say. And, you know, I know I should expect more. And the emphasis I should put, maybe not like the way I did. However, it is on the fact that a lot of people are not going to understand anything that I'm saying. And you know what? It's really, it may not boil down to be their fault. Because in my case, where I grew up, you know, from a child, like age 7, into Christianity. And I had no real civil knowledge of anything except what I see around me. But my parents, they did not have civilized training, civilized education, because it is we as hybrid people are not even regarded as hybrid people. When these primates came in and begin to destroy our species, that was where things went totally astray. And I have so much burden in my mind because of what happened. What I now read and find out what the real world is all about, I had no expectation that the people world that I am in would be what I have found out. Right? Because if you did tell me when I was growing up that, I don't know how to put this because I have to think. The fact that there is two different types of people, a civilized class and an uncivilized class. And the uncivilized class is the hominid, which is the white people. Now, white people don't look like they're hominid anymore. So what do you do with that? Past of human existence is erased. Do you understand that? AD and Adamani erase the importance of civilized relationship and the uncivilized. Because the uncivilized humanity has become a part of the civilized. That, to me, is living death. Now, I am not talking something that I dream up. I'm not talking anything that I hear say from anybody. This is an issue that has to do with civilization and how the civilized people interact with the calendar relate to our lives. When you change the calendar from the solar system and how it operates to moon, season, calendar, one that worship the Pope, now, a lot of people won't know what I'm talking about because I didn't know either. Have someone here is holding up a hand. Let me see if I am able to greet this person and come right on back to my civilized talk and people's association with the calendar that was set up on the earth. Let's see here, 904.
Yes, hello, brother. This is Tahaka Manael Bay out of Jacksonville, Florida. How you doing today? I'm listening to you talk. I've been listening to you for a while, and you was talking about civilization, and you was talking about the calendar and the cycles of the moon and sun and stuff. And I wanted to ask you if you had ever read a book called The Iceman Inheritance.
The Iceman in the what?
The Iceman Inheritance.
In the Erica?
The Iceman Inheritance.
Inheritance?
Yes.
Oh, the Iceman Inheritance.
Yes, the Iceman Inheritance.
No. Tell me.
Well, if you read that book, that might shed a whole lot of light to you on what you are talking about now, because it was written by a European, and in this book he clearly describes what he is and where he came from and why he acts the way he acts. And the foreword of that book is written by John Henry Clark. It's a man called Bradley. He's the author of the book. It is The Iceman Inheritance. I have it as a part of my library. His first name is Michael Bradley, The Iceman Inheritance, Prehistoric Sources of Western Man's Racism, Sexism, and Aggression.
Mm-hmm.
Very good book. He did a good job telling on himself.
Okay, well, a little of that, but listen, I don't know if you have noticed that it doesn't matter how those hominids, as far as the World History textbook, you know, represent or identify these white people. They come from a species, right? You know that, right?
Well, yes. The Honorable Elijah Muhammad told us all about Yaqub and the little situation with that and how they were created and all of that.
All right. Now, my passion now is about what affects us as humans. And I realize that because we have had so much peril, and what we know today is basically a lot of what we know without we get real proper knowledge, like you're talking about to that book and what enlightenment you can have, that guy is talking about. Basically, the peril that the humanity has been through. That's why he's talking about the Iceman. Iceman legacy, that legacy.
Mm-hmm.
What we know and reacting to is basically uncivilized foolishness. You see what I mean?
That's right.
All right, and the point I want to get to you, based on what you're saying to me, is that I am coming to the question to ask you, do you notice that it doesn't matter how those people tell us the horrible situation we have endured, you notice that most of our people don't care about what they say?
Well, I agree with you. that is a normal reaction from a civilized species of people. See, we don't have to go out and kill someone, rob someone. It is actually not in our nature, not natural to us. But we have a tendency to learn these behaviors. You can take a child and put that child, your child, with any other child on the face of the planet, and the children would simply play. Until someone begins to indoctrinate the mind of the child about corruption and violence and racism and all of this stuff. All of these are learned behaviors. Now, civilized people don't need war to move from day to day and live a peaceful and harmonious life. All of this stuff comes from outside civilization.
All right.
Now, what is ironic about the situation is the people who are committing the acts of genocide and violence and racism and all manner of evil, they consider themselves to be civilized. And that is that is amazing.
But
that is what I wanted to add about that question.
Okay. All right. Listen. I find out, because I grew up in the church, my parents were Christian in Jamaica, and I follow them from at about age 7, okay? And I didn't grow up in the far from being ideal situation. I didn't get an education. A lot of things that I should know that are civilized ways. My people, them only know about what the white British kind of white people in Jamaica were teaching us, the slaves, right? So what kind of person do you think? What kind of person do you think I can be when I grow up in an atmosphere that is taught, abused, and everything, and when we should know something about the civilized world around us and people? We don't get none of that. When what we get is like about animals, different type of animals and stuff like that, and nothing that relate to civility. Now, when you grow somebody up like me, and it doesn't matter how well behaved I'm going to be, or and basically the way I grew up, because I think I grew up a nice, manageable type of person, never violent and never steal and all those kind of stuff. But I don't learn anything civilized. Now, the point I'm trying to make to you, in the beginning of everything lies a conditioning that you can't get up in the stream up there. You have to get it at the beginning. When you have a person past their beginning and don't get the kind of treatment they're supposed to get, like, you know, academically or morally and stuff like that, how are you going to remake that person into who they're supposed to be? Now, that is the kind of situation I see we are in. If you know it like me, I have it that we native people are hybrid people. That's our creation. We are hybrid. That's what I read and know. I don't know what you have as our creation. Now, but this is the point. When we don't know what our origin is, and we are grown up in the way we have over the past 100,000 years, when we are seeing white people that looks like us and talk like us, when if we were back there 100,000 years ago, that's not who we would see. History don't tell us that we would see white people in this context talk like us and look like us and be in large part biologically like us. Now, when we come up in this state where we look at them as what they call themselves, modern man or Cro-Magnon, the crossbreed culture between them and us. That how do we come back into our indigenous knowledge and way of life when they are the ones now that come and get educated and go past our generation of this time over the past 100,000 years? They learn and look at what they are today.
And we don't know. We don't know. So what you and I can know today that will help us to come out of the bad situation when we have the Marcus Garveys and all of these guys that you know about, that has not done anything to move these guys. And all the books that our people will write and try to say something, they don't write the kind of things. It's not that they don't write good things. But you remember now, the good thing most be relevant to your condition. So Marcus Garvey talk a lot of good things. You can't say he never talk good things and help people to survive a certain kind of way. But the point is, who we really needed in place of these people that write books and have a lot to lecture and fight against the white man. But they belong to the church. They tell you to go to church. So that means we don't know that the church is not our place. No. So
well, maybe I can shed a little light on some things for you.
Shed a little light,
because
bro.
Here, I say maybe I can shed a little light on some things for you. What is happening, and here recently, we are uncovering, and I host a blog talk radio show just like you do.
Good.
And here recently, I have been uncovering and getting a lot of information about our identity. And that is very, very important for us to know, because if you do not know who you are, you can only be in a state of servitude.
Right.
But once you learn the truth about who you are, and in order for you to know that, you're going to have to walk back into the annals of ancient times. You are in Jamaica, all right. Mm-hmm. And by the time we get through with this show, you're gonna have to give me some ahi and swordfish, or at least some fish tea, and some of that, or some jerk, or some curry chicken or something. But anyway, because I managed a Jamaican restaurant for almost 3 years.
Okay.
Anyway, see, you are home. Your ancestors has been where you are for hundreds of thousands of years. Now, they have brought people from, they brought them from Florida, they brought them from Carolina, they brought them from Georgia, on up and down the eastern seaboard, and brought them and put them there where you are. And what they have done is they have put their foot down on your ancient story about the knowledge of yourself. You see, everybody on the planet knows who they are. The African, he can come into the Americas. He's not trying to figure anything out. He just say, "Well, I'm Nigerian." Okay, come on through. The Italian, he said, "Well, I'm Italian." Okay, come on through. But when it comes to people who are here in the Americas, with a darker skin complexion, so to speak, well, we have to put a stop to that. We have a label for you. We are going to call you Jamaican. We're going to call you Negro. We're going to call you Black, colored, African American. We're going to put all of these labels on you. We're going to put you in the church so we can continue our indoctrination. We're going to do everything and anything but tell you who you really are from our ancient records and the men who were in the ships and boats and stuff came to your land that you and seen you where you are already at with your gold, your copper, your plants, your trees, and your women and everything else. We're going to cover that up. And as long as you don't know who you are and what is rightfully yours to have and what belongs to you since the beginning of time, then we can tell you anything. We can come onto your land. We can get to live in the best, highest places of your land. We can run the government upon your land. We can do anything we want to do as long as we keep you from knowing who you are. So that is the one of the main things that we got to get. And when we rely on them to tell us who we are, we still have another problem. We have to do our own investigation. We have to do the research. We're going to have to, if you say the Piltdown Man of England, or if you say the Corona Man, or if you say the Cro-Magnon Man, well, where did this kind of stuff come from? You discover that it came from the same people who are trying to keep you from knowing who you are. So what we have to do is do an investigation on every word. We have to look up every word that he is saying and look at the meaning of the words and look behind the words and go backwards in time and look at our own heritage and our own customs and what our ancestors told us about who they were. And then we must still go backwards in further and further and further until we get the truth. And once we get the truth, then we're well on our way to claiming what is rightfully ours to have. See, I live in Florida, and we have politicians that say, well, we're African Americans, and we came here in 1492. Christopher Columbus brought the Africans here from Africa. Well, wait a minute. That's simply not true. We have always been here. We have always been here. Well, the Native Indians was here. Well, wait a minute. What in the heck is an Indian? Where do you get that from? What is that? You see, so whatever it is that they are telling you, you have to do an investigation. And you only want to get to the knowledge of yourself, your ancient story, your culture, and your customs way back then. We cannot just say, well, where we are, and I guess this is just it. And, I'm here to tell you that this is not just it. You are where you are because you are home. What we have found is what they have done is led us to believe that civilization and life itself began in Africa. Well, that is a lie. You will discover that Africa has over 640 different plant species in Africa, but you will also discover out of the 640 plants, 600 of them came from the Americas. Anytime you see somebody tell you something about corn, regardless of what country it's in around the world, know one thing. The only place that corn grew is in the Americas. If it's in Africa, it came from America. This is not the New World. Like they say, the Christopher Columbus discovered America, and he discovered the New World. Nope, sure didn't. We was always here. We have always been here, and this is our land.
All right, let me ask you a question.
Be you Florida.
Let me ask you a question, because I'm listening to what you're saying. I want to get to the beginning of the stream that we are in, because where we are right now, we need to hear one message about our origin. We will not go anywhere unless we know that origin. Now, how would you describe in succinctly what is our origin in human creation? What is it?
Our origin in human creation is that we were first, and all other species of the planet came from us. It's pretty much wrapped up right there for those people who opponents of the Bible read in Genesis. It says that it created Adam and Eve, was supposed to be the first man and woman on the earth, and then they had two sons, Cain and Abel, and Cain killed Abel, and then later on, Cain took a wife from the land of Nod. Okay, so at this point, what we need to discover is everything that we can possibly find out about the land of Nod. Beings, you say this is supposed to be the first man or woman. We need to start from Nod and go backwards in time. This is the kind of research that I'm talking about doing. We, as people of high concentrations of carbon and copper, there's no such thing as melanin. Carbon and copper, that's what we are composed of. You have a human brain. Inside your brain, you have carbon and copper. That generates electricity. All other species on the planet came from us. All these labels and brands and the prehistoric this and the prehistoric that and all of that there, there's a lot of things that occurred back in the ancient times, but what emerged was us. The original the beginning looked just
listen,
like us.
Listen, look. What I'm looking for is for you to simplify what you know, what you have read, the source you read it from, and to tell, you're not just talking to me, right? You know that because you're talking already, you're talking to the world, right? What I want to hear from you, because we have had, like almost 2,000 years of our people trying to redeem us from where we fell. So what I want is
exposed to possible journey.
I want to hear a succinct like annotation of what is our origin. How did you our what we are called hybrid ethnic people, right? You appreciate that?
Yeah.
All right, good.
But this goes over the audience head.
No. Wait a minute. Listen. In the world history textbook that I read, there are certain things in it that I definitely don't find contradictory to any other thing I have heard. There are serious things in the world history textbook. Let's say like National Geographic World History Textbook then, right? Like I said, I don't find it to be perfect because these white people go in there and they have spread a lot of things, nonsense in there, right? But if
That's
you
right.
are reading for a while, good scholars, Mesopotamian history, and history which then lead us from back into South Africa to Mesopotamia, and where where civilized history developed from the first four civilizations, Mesopotamia, Egypt, India, and China, right? That comes from the world history textbook that tells us how our civilization come from at the end of the Neolithic age. And it tells us how the civilization, what civilization is made of, right? How it was made, the period of time after the 4,000 to 12,000 coming on down, where civilization rise above what it used to be for the African hybrid people. Not Europe don't count into the civilization in the world history textbook. They are not in the world history textbook as a civilized people. They are in the world history textbook as primates. They are the first human on earth. Now, this is what I am driving at. It's the first time I realized those things, because I have been looking for history of the white people and how they were originated, and couldn't find it until I come into the World History textbook, and I find that, because in Sumerian it don't deal with modern white people. It deal with strictly the gods and how we were created, okay, and what civilization is on earth and when it came on earth. This is what I'm looking for, because look, if we, like I say to you, if we don't go to the beginning of us and we keep on talking a lot of things that don't amount to the beginning. Now, the beginning in the Bible, I was under that belief until about 60-something years of age. And is by continuing to read, I realize that the Bible is not a civilized book. There are some good things in the Bible, but we have got to start at the beginning, where the Bible says, God make heaven and earth in 6 days and rest on the seventh day. If that is good, well, we have something to hold on to. But is there anything in the Genesis creation story, and more specifically, between the first chapter to the third chapter, is there anything in that rendition to say that's the way we originated?
No, that is the information exists, but what has happened is the same thing that has been happening throughout your entire life, even before you were born. They have taken that information, and a lot of it is housed underground in the Vatican and the Smithsonian Institute. They are hiding a lot of stuff. And I gave you an answer in the beginning, and it is your identity. Right off the coast of Florida, you have underground alien bases, but you also have a 400-foot high pyramid, Egyptian pyramid, off the coast of Florida in the Atlantic Ocean. You have entire cities right there, right off the shore of Bimini, Egyptian cities, but you also have artifacts that was taken out of Brazil. It was the natives of Brazil. They went down in the underground caves and stuff, and some of the caves went for miles, and they brought this stuff up and given it to a European priest as gifts, and he was housing it. And they allowed the American people to come over with cameras and video cameras and stuff, because I just put this video out where they was actually showing this stuff, and they say it doesn't match anything that we have ever seen in the history of this world. And that is the reason that stuff there goes It predates anything that could possibly have been said about a flood or an Adam and an Eve or any of that stuff. It goes all the way back. But as far as what you are looking for, in order for you to get that, you're not only going to have to deal with geography, but you're going to have to deal with astronomy. You're going to have to deal with astrology. You're going to have to deal with the sciences, because the information that you're looking for is wrapped up in there. And everybody can't handle that, because it is so fantastic, it boggles the mind. Atlantis was a real place, and it's close to Florida in the Atlantic Ocean, and Lemuria too. So all of these things have been covered up, and a lot of this stuff is still exists in certain places, but
it's not open
to the public.
Listen, do you understand that where we are now? Like, I don't know if the the defining of the beginning, you know, is being danced around in a lot of things that we have heard from people. And you have some good, what we call good African scholars. You called one of the guy name a while ago. And we have a guy named, he is Herman Bart. You know Bart Ehrman?
No, say the name again.
Bart Ehrman. B-A-R-T.
No.
E-R.
That name sounds familiar. It's in some,
okay.
I've seen it before during the work that
All right. And you know, we have a African brother that used to preach Christian, and he left Christianity because he realized that the Bible was not telling the truth. So he and this other guy, I think the other guy may not be an African, you know, he looked mixed. But the both of them are basically doing the same thing, because they are scholars, and they found out that the Bible is not a good book, and they are telling you many lies into the Bible and all that. But guess what happened?
What that?
You have got to be someone who already have a certain understanding as to how to go about finding the truth in what you read, right? In order for what they are writing to benefit you. But what I realize, just like with other similar things that we have been hearing a lot of our people talking, it's they always been talking based on the God of the Bible. And no, you find out that we will never get out of the AD and Adamani government that we are under if we stay right where we are, listening to a lot of things all the time, but we still go to church. Because when you have a man like Dr. Martin Luther King, who was a reverend because the church gave him doctorate, and, you know, so many people can't pass the church. They don't see that the church is made up by the white people them. And put erroneous things about creation in Genesis, and we think that is our real creation, when we have prehistory, Sumerian history, that tells us exactly where our creator come from, the Elohim gods, and it's from a planet.
Well,
I have to
agree with you. You are absolutely correct.
Mm-hmm.
You're correct. I'm listening.
Okay. All right. Well, I have found out on my own It is on my own. That how I found out that something was wrong with what I believe, bro, is my thought on my mental devotion to understanding. And it is after I did high school that I read beyond fourth grade level. And hadn't it been for that I start reading higher than fourth grade level? You wouldn't be listening to me today. You wouldn't be listening to me. Look, I began to get out of words, things that nobody don't tell me. Because when I read, as a matter of fact, is an instructor in my brain tell me, when I ask a question to myself one day, can everybody, all human beings, come together? And I answer the question, yes. Because guess what? I think the way I deal with people, and I would agree with you, or I would like you if I want to. If I don't want to, we will not agree. But for sure, I want you and I to agree, and we have a little twist. We would like to straighten it up if we want to agree. So I realize that, yes, the reason why the world is upside down right now is that we are put apart. And we're not coming together because they have given us the division in our mind so that I don't like you. And if you look at the broad group of what we call ethnic people, Chinese, Indians, and go on and on and on, we don't behave like we know each other as blood. You see, we are an even the any family that you know, there is hardly any togetherness because what we believe on the whole bunch of different ways in which we think we cannot agree. Jesus is the division that really destroy some of the most sincere people. But one of my sincere sister sister in the Lord told me not too long ago is that she said, look, she don't want to hear no more of the things them that I have to say about the Bible because, I mean, she will hang up the phone on me. And I said, no, you know what? I don't want to lose your company. And she said, no, you're not going to lose my company. But look, I know what's behind that. You know what? I don't call her back because I don't think that there are too many people that don't bother to listen to me anymore. Close people to me that if they are to think that, you know, what kind of person I am, they will remember I am good. But you know what is not good about me? What I say. And I am not trying to hunt them down to convert them into what I'm saying. Because first of all, I go against belief. The word believe, there are a lot of people, I mean, a whole ton of people don't really understand what the etymological meaning of belief. You know, it's not until not too long ago I come to know that, oh, belief is a verb. It's something you do when you believe something.
You're absolutely correct. And see, what you are experiencing is you are doing what is called upsetting the apple cart because the people they are not. Where you are in your level of thinking and stuff. And so what is happening is you are resonating at a higher vibrational level of consciousness. And they are not there yet. And anytime
you
are resonating at a high vibrational consciousness, level of consciousness, and you are surround people who are conscious but resonating at a lower vibrational level of consciousness, they are irritated. They don't know what to do with you. They are afraid to challenge you because they don't know, and then at the same time they may know you personally as someone who lives in their community, and they have no choice but to try to label you as someone who doesn't know what he's talking about. He is saying stuff that is wrong. He should be ashamed of himself. And but yet they cannot provide for you any documentation or any evidence of anything to support their claim. So they are stuck because you should never stop resonating at the higher vibrational level of consciousness that you're resonating at, and continue to do the investigation.
Bro, look, you know, let me tell you something. You have been following me, and you have been, I know you're a keen listener, and you are on point. You know what you feed into. All right, I want to tell you this. I find out that it's not going to take a group of people to turn us around. It's going to take us develop a special understanding that one chase a thousand and two put 10,000 to flight. Can be done just by you, right? What to turn us around is a clarity that can turn all of us around who are, let's say, are not too damaged, okay? You alone can turn the entire world of us who are suffering around, or two of us can do it, or more can do it. But at least...
Well, I'm working on it, but they don't like me either.
All right, good. All right, good. Hold it right there. Do you know there is one place in the Bible that I find good in the prophecy, the book of Isaiah, Isaiah 28. And 29 are very, very serious writing. It don't cross the line and go over the Genesis kind of a context. Those are like nuggets hidden in the Bible, right? So when I give against the Bible, I give against the Bible because it is an anthology. It's not just a one author book. So you know, you just cannot, by condemning the Bible, it's not condemning everything because they had all of the books them in there, right? But what I want to tell you, what is happening to me is because I, over the years, I strive to be nothing but the best person I can be, right? And nothing selfish, and nobody can judge me of being unbalanced when it comes to and prove me wrong with the fact. Nobody hasn't been able to do it, right? So what I want to tell you is that although I don't have the big academic education like college and university, the people today that have college and university, including a brother of mine in England, who...
Real dumb.
My brother in England, my dear sir, he has he come from one of those big college universities in England, right?
Mm-hmm.
And he major in hermeneutics in Bible, right? And he's a pastor. He probably retire now. But what I want to tell you, he does not want to sit down and have any conversation with me.
No, because he doesn't know anything. He's been miseducated.
But look here. There's hardly, look here. It's not that he cannot, you know, make a good living. He will, because the AD Anno Domini here, I don't know if you know about what AD Anno Domini is, right? Because that is a major issue that I would like to just get a little chance to say something to you. But before I do, I'm telling you, when you and I refine our thinking and use what I call word science process. I don't know if you ever heard that term before, but
I know exactly what you're talking about.
Okay,
I know what you're
good,
talking about.
Good. All right. So watch this now. From the way I study and I find out things, using words, nothing else. All right.
Okay.
I see things that I never saw before. And all those scriptures I used to read, like in Matthew 2 talks about the wise men follow the star. What I never see in Matthew 2, I was reading the other day. You know, because now I'm in the time when I read things and, you know, I have that type of, you know, like that perception of what I'm reading, that I have to know what I'm reading. You see what I mean? So now that I'm reading with this kind of mentality, and remember, I took a paralegal course and I graduated paralegal. So that helps my word understanding, okay? So words have ingredients in them that the university people, they don't go there. Like my brother, he has a reason to be afraid of me because I am into prehistory. Civilization, okay? I'm into prehistory civilization.
Well, you be scaring him.
He is scared. But look here. What is alarming is there are too many of the people who are close to me who have been scared off. I mean, my cousin, I have a cousin, and we close together and everything. He's a minister too. You know, he's go like seminary and teaching to preach and thing like that, right? He's not a fool, and he's a nice person. I mean, together with all of that. So he and I get along, one of the few people that we get along, right?
Okay.
I ask him, you know, over the time, a few years now we are talking, I don't get on his wrong side, you know, because I know if I say certain things to him, it could create a problem, right? So we live and cooperate, and I have understanding with him, and he have understanding with me. When I ask him terminal questions about the Bible, a while back he said to me, you know, when I see God, I'm to ask him, you know, the question that I ask him. When I see God, I should ask God, all right? So what I'm trying to say, you know, there are terminal questions that talks about Christ and God and things like that. When you're asked a question direct about that, like, did Jesus really exist as a person?
No.
That is a question that, as a preacher, you're supposed to answer yes or no.
No, he can't. He can't do that because he don't know.
Well, that every
we
every,
know
what
you
I'm
and I know.
You, what I'm saying to you now, what I'm saying to you is that how serious this is to me, because me just purge out all of them something that when we know something of you have inside of me, you know, and restrict myself to the word, the purity of the word, and. I realize I let a little time pass, and we will get to a place where he and I will have a kind of chat that may make us rub iron together. Okay, And I don't want
well,
to
that,
ruin
that is that he will only be able to do that if he is willing to resonate at the same high vibration that you are resonating at. If he is not, then it ain't going to work.
Listen to me. Listen to me. Look here. It is a funny thing with a person who grow up from a child around the church and then become a believer. Okay, believe is a virus because it don't allow you to. It does not allow you to. What it allows us to do is to replace belief and knowledge. You know, we move belief and put knowledge where we should have put. We put belief where knowledge is supposed to be in our minds, right? We are to do
when you go
when you
go to the church and stand in front of the door. You are supposed to leave your thinking at the door and then walk inside. And then you can believe anything you want to believe, but you can't go in there thinking, because if you're thinking, you're going to ask questions. And, and when that starts happening, they're going to put you out the building.
All right, good. All right, so what we're talking about now, the way things must work perfectly, right, and then we'll all be one. But even a person that is genuinely, genuinely trusting, believing in Christ, when they see the truth, if you should put the truth to them like I put it to my friend, will have a hard time, because guess what? They're confused. And maybe if you don't know, you will just think that, oh, they are headstrong, or, you know, they don't really care about the truth. But that's not the case. My cousin, I know, he is mixed up with knowledge that he needs knowledge and belief. He needs to go and do a word search and distinction between belief and knowledge. Because if his mind
he's not going to do that, because you're dealing with a situation where not only does he not know, but he does not want to know, because
he is afraid. What do you think why he doesn't want to know? Isn't it the confusion that I tell you about?
He's afraid that he's going to run into something.
Why is he afraid?
Because you gave the answer. He is rooted and grounded in belief instead of knowing for a fact and can prove it beyond any shadow of a doubt. It's called thinking. He's just believing, and that is not thinking.
Let me ask you this. You are saying, you have to be careful now, you know, because, you know, your brake may be squeaking. Listen to me. look here. Look, you and I connect. We are connect, right? Listen.
Right.
When you say that he is holding on to believe and he doesn't really want to let go of belief or something like that. It's another word you use. But is that the word you use? I am showing you. He does not have an intent to go the wrong way, because he thinks what he believes, it is all complete. Right?
That's
so
right.
What I'm saying to you is that whatever it is you see, a person who you know naturally is sincere, but they love their Jesus, love their God to such a way they have never heard anything that sound more reasonable, okay? So what happened to a person, and I'm talking as a Christian for over almost 50 years myself, right? That I never heard anything that sound like something wrong with the Bible. Never heard anything. So anytime, what caused me to change is me reading and find out something is wrong. So my cousin, in order, I let him off the hook because I know if I am to push him any further, he might break up, and I don't want that to happen. I want him to be on his own. And the other day I said to him, I talked some things with you, and you don't forget them. And he said, no, I think my cousin is sincerely, what you call it now, he is for real. But I am telling you, it is an unwitting confusion between what belief is and knowledge is. When he will see, and maybe by our conversation, he probably might. I didn't know it would take him so long. But I...
Well, the thing is, you cannot... one thing in the situation, because what you are telling me about is something I've already been through. And what you have to do is you cannot convince him. What you have to do is forge ahead and keep uncovering the truth and presenting the truth. That's all you have to do. Gather the facts, and it's not enough for you to just gather the facts. You have to gather the facts and attach the truth to the facts, put it out there, and just let it be out there. If he's looking in your direction, look another way and keep doing what you're doing. And sooner or later, he's going to take it, and he'll go in quiet and in silence, and he'll look at it, and he'll say, oh, my goodness, this is... Oh, I got this. He's going to have to make a change on his own. You cannot change him. He's going to have to turn on his own.
This is what I am trying to tell you, is that he's a pastor, you see. And I
That is even worse.
Wait a minute. because he's a pastor and because I know he's a genuine guy, the fact when he doesn't answer my question about Jesus being a
he
kid.
He can't.
He cannot answer your question. Wait a minute. Listen. I'm trying to get across to you that his belief is stronger than knowledge right now. Although he know what knowledge is, but he doesn't know it to the full. You see, so I am using his loyalty and his honesty against him. You see what I mean? When I ask him about a serious question like Isaiah 9, 6, and 7, where I have only found Isaiah, that scripture, to be like a prescription that a doctor wrote for, you know, a medication. Those two verses in Isaiah 9, 6 and 7. Unto us a child is born, a son is given, name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, and the Prince of Peace. Of his rule and government there shall be no end. And you know how the rest of it go, right?
Yeah.
To me, that is a prescription because it is exemplified from all the other verses in that same chapter there. So I don't know how they just put this prescription there telling you exactly what the Messiah is going to do when him come. You hear me now?
What they did is I gave you the answer earlier. You have 66 books in the Bible, but what is taking place is information it not only comes from the Acacius records, but it also come off the Atlantis and Lemuria. And what has happened is they have removed all of the understanding and stuff and gave you a shell and told you all you have to do is believe, which does not require any thinking. So that throws the entire planet out of orbit. So
okay, hold it. You come back again with the word that you used before and you give me a reminder. Thinking. Another friend of mine had a conversation, and he always used, they are not thinking. They are not thinking. Right? Every time he said that, he's talking about thinking that people have done, but not think properly. There is a difference when you say the person is not thinking properly than say the person is not thinking, because you are into a contextual position there. The context about what thinking is. Thinking is something, is a verb. You do, you're thinking. Now, when you're not thinking, you're asleep, right?
Well, yes, but it is also possible that you can be conscious just because you are standing there. But what I'm talking about is the engagement of the actual use of your faculties, actually using your brain to put forth what you have accumulated through your investigation and research outside of religion.
All right. So now, how are you sure that these people are, they're thinking, although they're conscious? How do you know when they do that?
Well, you and I will automatically know it because we are human beings having spiritual beings having a human experience, and we are now, the time period has come for us to resonate at the frequency that we're resonating, and we don't have to do a whole lot because we did not select our position. We were selected for the position that we are doing. So what has to take place is you have to continue along the path that you're going, and you cannot stop to make adjustments for certain individuals because you don't have to worry about seeing an automobile. All you have to do is sit right in your yard and one will come by. So you're not out searching to find out whether or not you can see one. So
yeah,
that is my answer to that question.
All right. What I'm trying to say to you is that the words that you use is without power, right?
That's correct.
So therefore, every one of them that you use must use with the type of accuracy that you can discern is needed. When you tell someone that they are not thinking broadly, when it is a situation that it is clear that they are doing something, thinking, because what would you do and not thinking? You'd be crazy.
Well,
if you're doing
when I say thinking, what I'm talking about, as far as you and I are concerned, I'm talking about resonating at a certain level of vibrational frequency. See, it is possible for you to believe all you want to believe. You can believe that a rushing train is just the wind.
But you're putting aside thinking now. You're putting aside thinking now, man. Come on. You're putting aside thinking.
All right.
We're talking about
resonating and correct thinking. We're talking about thinking after we have done an investigation and we got the facts.
So when the person think incorrectly, I mean, you don't say he's not thinking, right? Because
well,
that's a kind of thing you put in there.
Thinking. I look at thinking and believing as two different things. Say it again.
No, you're talking?
Yes, I'm listening.
Oh. What I am saying is when a person, you are finding fault with what someone has done. And I'm not saying you're wrong. I'm simply trying to say you are taking issue with something the person did. And then you're saying the person is not thinking at the same time. Now, your context is that he's not thinking properly, which is what you're supposed to say, but not wipe out that he's thinking.
Well,
that
I agree with you.
If the person is not thinking, they commit no offense, not unless, you know, there is some other provision for that.
I agree.
All right, good. All right, we'll come back to where we were talking about with my cousin now, and we're going to move on. My cousin feeling pain because it's like three scripture at different time. I ask him, and look, there is no loop. There is no pinhole or nothing like that in there, you know. You either tell me whether or not Isaiah 9:6-7 verse did the prescription of the prophecy fulfill in the New Testament, which means that's the only way you can have salvation in Christ. That is if that fulfillment took place, and it has to be written in the New Testament. When you ask somebody that question, did Jesus come and fulfill the prophecy, which only that prophet mandate out the things them were him to do, the other prophet them refer to him, to Christ coming, yeah? But did not, I haven't read that same prescription from the other prophet, but this prophet put it there. So I asked the preacher now, and look, man, this guy is like shaking, because I watch him all the time, but I don't, like I say, I'm not shaking him up, you see. I'm keeping him cool on his own, like you say. He will have to see it himself, and that's what he has now, because when I'm out there and I think and he's this man and he's a preacher and stuff like that, and find out that me and a preacher, and I am looked upon by a lot of people, like I don't have any sense. Now, he said, he tell people that they have to listen to me because, I mean, you know, they will find out something in what I'm saying. He is finding out something in what I'm saying. And when I catch him with those scripture that is mandatory for him to know, and he doesn't. Mm-hmm. So
well, his occupation is his occupation is a preacher.
Yeah.
That's his occupation.
Yeah.
So he's doing his job and stuff until he see you coming, and then then he has a problem. Oh my goodness! Here he comes again.
All right.
I can't answer him. I don't know what he knows.
All right. Good. All right, our folks, you're listening to the Blog Talk Radio Network, and I am the Cosmic Philosopher. I'm Tim Aldred, a host, and I have my nice guest here with me, and we are having real fun. What I'm saying to you, the time that I am spending to talk and, you know, just talk, I mean, things down to earth and any kind of conversation a person wants, and to say the things that is inside of me to say, you know. All right, we are talking about how are we as individuals. It's not really a group. We are people to live and unite together. However, this personal part of who we are is something that we will have to culture. And by the way, do you know what AD Anno Domini is in our crisis, you know?
Say that again.
Do you know what AD Anno Domini in the year of our Lord, do you know what it is to our African crisis against these white people?
Oh, well, yeah. It goes back to the same thing that I told you in the beginning when we first started talking. See, the problem is, if you are going to ask me the question, who is God? Well, my answer would be to you, God is a man. Okay, well, who wrote the New Testament? That would be Desiderius Erasmus. Well, who wrote the Old Testament? That would be Moses Maimonides. And these are the answers to the questions that you ask me that can be verified, and you can verify this information. You can go right there on Google and type it in, and you will find it to answer that question that you just asked me.
No, hold it. Rephrase. Because what I have discovered, the struggle that we are going through, all the different things that we can say that we need to do and blah, 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 I don't find them to be those are not the things I see we all need to be aware of. I mean, like, for example, should we stop going to churches?
Well, no, we should hold on to the buildings, but what we should do is inside the buildings, we should turn them into learning centers.
Okay.
And take advantage of the congregation that we already have and use
okay.
them to enhance our society. No, don't.
All right, let me come back.
Don't stop going.
All right, let me come back to you now, because there is a little clarification to this. When you say hold on, remember, I am not asking you about, you know, some people getting together on our own term. We are polytheistic people, if you agree with that. We are not church people. If you read in world history, you will see a stipulation made in the information. There was no church under the BC era, no church whatsoever. And why it is BC versus AD? It is because BC mean before Christ.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Now before the common era.
And?
Before the common era. Either one.
Yes. BC. BC mm-hmm. before Christ or before the common era. And that's what you said, right?
Right.
Before the common era or before Christ. BC. And BCE, it's all
mm-hmm.
work for that, right?
Before the common era, AD is after the death.
No. It tells you after AD, it is a Latin thing. You never see that?
Okay.
If it's Latin?
Mm-hmm. I got it in the book.
It doesn't mean after the death.
Okay.
That's not the official meaning of AD, man. AD
okay.
is for Anno Domini in the year of our Lord. You don't know who write that? It's not African. Okay?
This day is Erasmus. Yeah. Well, go ahead.
All right. No, but why did you say after the death? And it don't mean that, man.
Well, I just thought I'll make it as plain as I could for the people
who have been taught
their life.
You have to make sure that you present the real thing, that somebody don't think you're joking. Because if you say that to somebody who's kind of knowing, they're going to say, what's that you're saying? You know what I mean? So you want to say the right thing that nobody cannot, think nothing about negative. Right?
Okay.
AD Anno Domini in the year of our Lord. Now, and the fact that you know what, if you know that this is it, I'm not going to charge you with that. If you know that it means in the year of our Lord, do you know that it
uh-huh.
means that too?
Yeah, I know
right,
what it
good,
means.
Good. What is the problem with it? What? Because I'm saying it, you know, because you did give me some another kind of answer, and I'm telling you, no, rephrase. So, I'm going back over this for you to kind of understand more about what I'm thinking when I said the AD Anno Domini that we are crisis that we're going through, right? And
okay.
I want you to come closer to seeing what I'm trying to say to you, okay? So when I say to you it's AD Anno Domini, do you know what it means in the year of our Lord, right? Once you know that, then you know what kind of crisis it is, and do you know that AD Anno Domini is not the political part of the institution of the church? It is about the bureaucracy part of it and why they control every single thing that we own, and you know, all the and the power, legal power and everything like that. That's where they get in the year of our Lord from, the AD Anno Domini. Did you know that?
Yes, but I just haven't read it in a long time. I have my own library.
Right,
I have the books right there.
Okay, good. The reason why I'm saying that to you, bro, is that we are not able to come together as a culture and screen them out. No, white people not supposed to be close to us if you read and get it real good in history. They're not supposed, because they come from a different species. Another thing we have as a crisis is that we don't know what species we are. We don't know our identity. Our identity go back to our parent, our species. Our identity go back to that. That is our identity. Why these white people only go about and come here and call themselves Americans? They allow themselves to do that. And because we don't know no better, right? Oh my God.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of things wrong with us, bro. Right? I'm talking
I agree. If you look at, okay, let's take Darius in Jerusalem. Let's take, because my understanding, based on the information that I have, that I can put on the table and provide for you to see for your own self, I come to the conclusion that 98% of what they told you was in the Bible is supposed to have happened in Africa. It did not happen there. It happened in the Americas. Now, we have Darius, and Darius told the people, what are you doing? You're worshiping something that did not exist. In other words, there has never been a man, and this is just my position now, there has never been a man in the history of the world that ever walked the face of the earth by the name of Jesus Christ. There has never been a man in the history of the world that ever walked the face of the earth is under Islamic tradition by the name of a Muhammad.
Yeah.
It's all a lie. And so we have to deal with straight ancient our story. And you only use history as a marker as you move backwards in time all the way to the beginning of creation when it comes to people who look like me and you. And the European, he in order for him to exist on the earth, we have to be here. If we are not here, he cannot exist.
All right, let me ask you this.
On this
let me ask you this. Let me ask you this here. You say that things come from America and go to Africa?
Yes. Civilization, the first civilization, actually life itself began in the Americas.
All right. It came over Atlantis.
Okay, hold on 1 second and I'll tell you so you can go and get this stuff for yourself. Hold on 1 second and I'll tell you right now.
Yeah.
Because I just dropped a few videos right now in this in video format now because it's coming out. We're moving into the age of Aquarius, so it's coming out now. You got a pencil and pen?
Yeah.
Got a paper and pencil?
Yeah.
All right. Write down K-U-R-I-M-E-O.
K-E-M?
No, K-U-R-I.
Okay.
M-E-O.
K-U-R-I.
M-E-O.
M-E-O?
Yes. And the last name is Ahu. A-H-A-U.
A-A?
A-H.
Okay. A-H.
A-U.
A-U. Okay.
All right. Now, underneath that, the next man to write down is Dane, D-A-N-E, Calloway. Dane Calloway.
What is, oh, you spell Calloway?
These are just C-A-L-L-O-W-A-Y.
C-A-L-L-O.
O-W-A-Y.
W-E-A-Y. Calloway. Okay.
All right. Now, there are two books. Both of these books are written by a man named Dr. Walter Williams.
I know about him.
He wrote The Historical Origins of Christianity, and he wrote The Historical Origins of Islam.
Okay. What he has to say
now,
about
this? Well, he, see, in each one of these guys' words, they will get you closer to the truth, but they still have little inks and creaks because Kumio, he's still trying to connect the Bible to our ancient story in this hemisphere, and he's doing a magnificent job on the ancient story, but he's trying to make it match a biblical reference. Now,
listen.
Dane Calloway is doing the same thing. Dr. Walter
listen.
Williams, he is doing the opposite. He is coming
listen.
From
huh?
Africa. Yeah.
He's coming from Africa?
He's coming from Africa with the idea that the ancient African Egyptians came from Africa to America. Instead of the ancient Egyptians have always been in the Americas, right? I live right here in Florida, 40 miles off the coast of Florida in the Atlantic Ocean. You got a 400-foot-high pyramid. And right down there at the Bimini, you got underwater pyramids all through the Grand Canyon. You got a giant pyramid in Oklahoma. It's all over everywhere.
All right. Let me ask you.
So
let
we
ask
didn't
you
come
thing.
From nowhere.
Let me ask
yeah.
you. Wait, hold it. I mean, much be said. Much be said. I understand you. So where were we created at then?
It had to have happened in the Americas.
Hold it.
This is the landmass that it was the initial experiment occurred.
Wait a minute. Listen to
okay.
what I'm saying to you.
Okay.
I don't read anything at all. From Sumerian and from a research just done by a guy named Michael Tellinger, he and group of scientists go into
mm-hmm.
southern Africa where the first civilization of immortal gods, not spirits, but immortal creatures, that all of the things that is done on earth that mankind cannot claim, it is their knowledge that brought things, that brought civilization on earth. Now, this link that I'm telling about, International Researcher Society, WordPress. These guys have done that research about going about 10 years ago now, put it out, and the white people, they don't want, like Facebook, they don't want to share it because it belongs to us, and that history, they, the church, don't want no part of us on anything that uplifts the African people. Now, what I'm trying to say to you, I've never heard anybody, any communication that says people leave from America and go to Africa. It is the other way around. In the world history textbooks, nobody at all Nobody at all.
That's correct.
That's all
correct.
All right. So the point is, I think you're linking with some guys here who are struggling, and the kind of like what you say about them doesn't tell me that those guys are these guys may be from the other side, and like them have they always been challenging our civilized book, like the Book of Enoch. They write a book secondary, an edition, a different edition, and our cuneiform information. They write something else to suggest other things. Just like how the Bible, they write the Bible and it opposes our civilized Sumerian history. The Bible, it doesn't write Adam and Eve's story the way our story writes it, and they get the story from our history. You see what I mean?
Well,
let me
put it to you this way. The first two guys that I gave you, Curimil and Dane Calloway, they have videos. So you go to the videos so you can actually see their sources and see where they're getting this stuff from and see everything right there on video. Dr. Walter Williams, he is in book format, The Historical Origins of Christianity, The Historical Origins of Islam. So the videos, because you're able to deduct based on what you are seeing, based on the actual books, and where you are able to pause the video and read it for yourself. The date, the time, the place, everything is right there. And these are just a fraction of the information, the stuff that I study on a regular basis, because I own two libraries when it comes to book form. And this is the stuff that I teach. And I also teach law, contract law. I don't deal with legal and illegal. I deal with the law. And a lot of people don't know that.
I understand what you're saying. What law? But what law are you talking about? Are you talking about the Elohim law?
No. When it comes to law, I just deal with contract law.
No, but
just
that
contract law.
That contract law that you have, what government sponsor that?
Well, this all comes from what you would call the constitution of where we are right now.
Right?
Yeah, it's dealing with people who have debt, a problem with the IRS, a problem with the prison system,
listen, yeah. Listen to me. You see, no, there's something wrong with that information that you are linking America. We're no information.
No, this is, but wait a minute, let me explain myself now. What I'm saying to you is this is the law is something that I've been dealing with people all over the United States for that is totally separate.
Listen,
what
it doesn't matter,
I deal
man.
With.
Hey bro, it
huh?
doesn't matter.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter. Look, there is a government in America that the Indians, they call them, right? That
okay.
left Africa and come to America like 30,000 years before the Europeans, they come to America and invade 400 and about 56, 57 years.
What I have
our
to,
people
now
that's are
the,
here.
That's the point. That's the point that I have to disagree with. My position is that the people that they are calling Indians were us, and we were taken from the Americas to Africa and Europe and down in the colonies in Jamaica and Haiti and Cuba and stuff. That is my position, and this is the position that I can put on the table and prove. But what I
all right.
would
all
recommend...
All right. You say you can prove that, but listen.
Yeah.
can you? It would make sense to say we were created in South Africa, and then you're making America be the place where we were created, man.
That's exactly what I'm saying.
So, what are you saying?
I'm saying that creation started in the Americas.
How could
and,
it start
this
in the Americas?
Is the old world.
How could
huh?
it, how could civilization first come to America?
Well, before we get excited, why don't we be objective and look at what I have given you and then call me back and then we will discuss it.
Listen to me. I have in the World History textbook, and this is the World History textbook is certified by high scholars who deal with history, right? So what I'm saying to you, what I'm trying to say to you, is that we don't have any information. What I read about, that things work from America to Africa. All of the creation, even the white people them, leave from Africa and 1.5 million years ago. All of them that started life in Africa. After about 2 million years. They go up into Europe 1.5 million years ago. So we don't have anything at all. Even the slave trade thing, the Atlantic slave trade.
Okay.
Listen.
Well,
all right.
Hold it.
What I'm trying to say to you, we don't have any history. Coming from America, people come America and want to the white people them turn America around in the 1600s. So the point is, we don't have anything of creation of the African people in America. Where that something come from? It doesn't string up nothing at all, man. All right. What about the links I'm telling you? Wait, no. In South Africa, have you ever been to South Africa?
I have to.
Have
you
ever been?
Listen, explain.
I'm asking you. Have you ever? I said, have you ever been to South Africa, where the gold was mined by the Elohim gods?
Well, no.
No, you.
But
well,
can I answer you?
Look here. Let me tell you something. You iffing and bucking on this, and you're telling me some guy's name that are no experts whatsoever. They're not all experts, and they must take some of the guy's name and put into their work where they have to fool you that they're talking the right thing. No, it's the worst thing I've ever heard. America could never. And we could never leave from America and go to Africa.
Well, can
it
I answer
make any
you?
Sense. It makes no
what
sense.
What if we took all of the land masses on the planet, put them all together, and you must agree, they all fit like a puzzle. Why don't we put it all together
to
first?
That's nothing at all. It can't wash. It cannot wash. Nothing don't come from America and go to Africa. Africa is the place where all the animals are, right? That's the place of creation.
Not
America, guy.
What if I told you that we had lions and elephants in South America? What if I told you that?
When you tell me that, you don't tell me nothing to change the fact that into the World History textbook that tells you about where the white people come from. What history do you have? The only history you have right now is that these people come to America, the white people them, and bring all the world come to America. You don't have it nothing like that, like Africa.
Who do you think created white people? Who do you think done that, in your opinion?
First of all, this question. Do you read and know anything about the way they come about?
Yes.
Okay.
It is.
Well,
let
me tell you.
Okay.
Let me tell you what I know.
Okay.
The source come from the World History Textbook, the World Certified National Geographic. That's where I get my source from about the white people. That they come from, you know what species they come from, bro?
Well.
No, I'm asking you, do you know the species what the white people come from?
Yeah, I know where they come from.
Huh?
Yes.
What species do they come from?
They came from us. We created them.
Came from us?
Yeah, we created them.
No. That's not what the World History Textbook says. It doesn't say not like what you said there.
Okay.
You know what it says? And, you know, if I had time, I would read it to you, but I don't have the time right now. But I can always give you the World History Text edition and stuff like that if you, like, you know, come back and I could give it to you. But this is World History Textbook. You can get it anywhere. They are all should be about the same type of information, right? But what I'm trying to say to you is that the World History Textbook says they were evolved primates 3.5 million years ago, and they developed in Africa and called the Southern Ape, the Southern Ape of Africa. And after 2 million years, they left Africa and went up into Europe. Their species name is hominid, H-O-M-I-N-I-D. They are hominid, I mean primates, ape-like. They have Rh rhesus blood, and 100,000 years ago, they raped our people when they were leaving from Africa to come to the outer Western world. And that's why we don't have any sense today. That's why the children, what they get, because we are talking, we are hybrid, they get our blood and begin to have talking baby. That's how they become a culture, a homosexual culture, okay, and call themselves now modern man. That's how the World History Textbook tells me. What you're telling me don't sound like the history.
Okay, well, I'm not trying to debate with you. I'm only telling you what I have.
But you're telling me what you have. But that is not World History Textbook you're telling me. You're not talking from World History Textbook.
Would you like to hear the textbook that I do have on it?
The textbook where me I tell you about, me ask you already, and you don't come up with the answers that the textbook carries, so?
Well, I will give you another textbook.
No. Don't give me no other textbook, because you give me something secondary. No, me want the first thing where you give me that you give me. You know, two guys, you know, and them not going with nothing.
The Iceman inheritance.
Them a turn.
He doesn't. Yeah.
Them kind of thing there. No, it don't work. It's going in the opposite direction.
Okay. Well, let me just, without the textbook, let me tell you what I think. Do you know where the Caucasus Mountains are on the world map?
Do you know
where that is?
I've never really like reached out for that because it was never all that necessary to me. But I go
okay,
to
well,
one.
Let me bring you up to speed a little bit. On the backside of the Caucasus Mountains, they build the Great Wall of China. And the reason why they built that is because after we had created this thing using the same thing that you were talking about, the hominids and us and our blood, and our tissues and DNA, to we took, had, when the experiment backfired on us, and the Egyptians was involved too, we marched them up in there.
How did we make
them?
Them
away from the we had to use the same experiments that they're using today.
We made them through geoengineering. When did we make them?
We made them during the same time period that I was trying to tell you about earlier, in the Book of Genesis, right there when he created
what time are they talking about. What time? B.C.
This
or A.D.? B.C. or A.D.?
It was before the Common Era. B.C. Way B.C.
What time?
We don't have that kind of accuracy.
No, but listen, we do know. Who do we have that could do that type of work that time?
Well, I just gave you the closest sources that I have.
No. Those are not sources, bro. Those are people who are telling you things.
I'm doing my own investigation. The only thing that I'm telling
no.
you.
No, you have
is
to no,
what,
listen. Listen, if you want to talk to somebody and give them the real thing, you have got to give a certified product, bro. It must be certified by people.
You haven't really allowed me to say very much. You are shouting, and I'm trying to hold a conversation with you.
I mean, how much patience do you think I'm going to have with you if you keep on telling me the kind of stuff you're telling me? The kind of stuff you're telling me. Why do you think, I mean, it doesn't build up pressure in me? Because nothing that you say fit.
I know, because what I'm telling you goes against the grain of everything that you've been taught.
It goes against your grain? Goes against your grain? It don't go against, well, it doesn't... I mean, it goes against my grain in the fact that I'm not making any sense of it. You're not coming from a world history textbook with anything.
Well, the only thing that I can do at this point.
No, you're doing roadside reading. You're using words.
Well, wait a minute. Can you allow me to say something at least?
No, stop your roadside talking, man. Don't tell me no more of your roadside talking.
Well, would you allow me to say anything at all?
All right, look, I don't have a lot of time.
Just a question.
I mean, just 2 minutes.
Okay, well, if you only have 2 minutes, it will take me a little longer than that to explain and point to you where you can see it for yourself.
No, I don't have that much time. I'm looking at the clock. No, I didn't.
Okay, well, I tell you what, man, I appreciate you talking to me. And I enjoyed myself, and I think I had a wonderful time listening to you. And maybe you have my phone number there. If you ever want to call me again and talk to me, you just call. I'll answer.
Okay. What time you have your meeting? What time you have your meeting?
My show starts at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
P.m. Okay.
On Sunday nights.
Oh,
and,
Sunday night.
I'm over here on, I'm over on Facebook. If you send me a friend request, you can go over there to my group. I have
the
Amana Secure Party and Predator group.
They throw me off of Facebook long time.
Oh, okay. Well, if you want to send me an email, I can send you these videos and stuff. You don't have to go through all that work, and you just click them on and look at them for yourself if you like.
My email
is tahawka57@gmail.com. I'll text it to you if you want me to.
All right.
Okay.
All right, bro. I have to run, and I thank you for coming in. I enjoyed the talk. I mean, I could do it again, you know, too. So, it's not like I am. It's just that what you're saying turns me off.
I know. The same thing happens when you talk to your brother, the preacher.
No, it's something different with you. This take a different channel because we were getting along pretty good until I begin to draw a little more energy out of you.
Know.
And then I realize, you're gone on the wrong side of the ocean.
I know. It's okay, man. It's all right. I enjoy you. I love you, man.
I
love you. You
I
my
am
brother. I don't care what you say. I love you. And
no,
you're gonna,
you're nice.
We're gonna
like
sit down one day and eat some fish tea together. How about that?
No, you know what? Is the communication power me want? You know, it's
okay.
Not so much food. It's the communication power because, you know, I mean, we all soon be dead, man. I want it right now.
I understand. Well, we can't be in a hurry, man. We're in the age of Aquarius, and there's a lot of things that's coming out that has never come out before.
Too.
You Aquarius? Well, my brother is an Aquarius. And guess what he is?
He's
a deacon in the church. He don't listen to nothing I say.
Well, we all come from the church. All right, look, bro. Hey, I was telling about the link. You can get this link from me with the research in South Africa, 200,000 years. Okay.
All right. Well, text it.
This is not a joke. This is not joke.
I have
the link here all the time into my chat room. Anybody can get it anytime. This is not a joke.
Well, I'm not on the chat room. Can you text it to me, and I'll text you my email address. And
I don't have a texting function.
You don't have a text? Okay.
No. But
all right.
but look.
Well,
But I you know, I'll call you. This is your number is on the show?
Yeah. Yeah. This
right.
is my number. Direct line to me. I'm available from 9 a.m. to 6:45 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. 9 a.m. to 6:45 p.m. Just call me. I am
No,
but
you were telling me about, what was this? Like 7 p.m. or something?
Yeah, that's when my Blog Talk radio show going to go on. We're going to do one Sunday night, and I do them every weekend.
But your phone number that I have here, I could call that and get you anytime.
No, let me give you the number to dial into the radio show. That's a different number. Hold on one second. I'll tell you what it is right now. Hold on.
Yeah.
All right. The number to dial into the radio show is
515-605-9757. And this is the show.
This is the show. When you get ready to speak, press 1 on the phone. That'll give me an indication, you know, just like you do on your thing, man.
Yeah.
It's the same thing, Blog Talk. Yeah.
Okay.
Sunday night,
so,
7 p.m.
So you,
Eastern Standard.
So you're saying the other one, the one that you have here now, I cannot call this one.
That's, no, you can. The first number that we was talking on, this is my direct phone number. You can call me. I'm at the house. I'm home. You can call me.
All right.
Okay.
Because I have a lot of time. You know, if you spend a lot of time at home.
Okay. Well, we can talk, man, and talk about things, man.
You don't have nobody else
to talk about because you resonating to by vibration. Nobody don't talk to you. So you know that.
Yeah. All right.
You know I'm telling the truth.
well, look here. I come from the official information because I listen to too much church thing or into my life. So I have to go in the way I it is certified. Not the Bible, not certified. Like
right.
Like the Genesis thing. No. And
right.
Without your creation, you don't have nothing. You know what I mean?
That's right. That's where they mess us up. That's why we had to do our own investigation and do our own research.
Yeah, but you have to know where you do your research because there is a beginning for things. You can't go
out
there and you're doing research and you're not going to the source that is antiquity. antiquity and certified antiquity. And that you have to go with, not what people are saying. You know what I mean?
Well,
so,
you're right again. You keep saying the right things. So you're right.
Well,
I don't know anything.
Hey, bro, I like your style. I live by it. I'm serious. Okay?
Okay.
The thing is, do you know when you are wrong from when you are right? You see what I mean?
Yes,
I do know. If you catch me into a corner where I should come up with the real stuff and me tell you something else, hey, you know, that doesn't work, man. So, look, I go to the place where all of we must agree. You don't come from somebody else and somebody else and somebody else. We stay on the straight way our ancestor tell we everything in Sumerian. Okay? No, nothing else. So, me nobody listen to all them other foolishness.
Okay.
We are civilized people, and we were not created in America.
I'm just trying to tell you what I have so far, man.
Yeah, but
you don't get it
from anywhere. You don't get it from anywhere that is certified. You're not certified.
Let me say it like this. You tell me what you think about this. Okay, now I'm in Florida, and my grandfather, he have 12 brothers, and he have his own land as far as the eyes could see on both sides of the road. And during the time period that him and his 12 brothers lived, they had the thing called the Ku Klux Klan.
Yeah.
And but my great grandmother said when these white men come through the bushes on the horses with the white sheets on, say they was told by the leader, don't go over there, because that is the Moors. The Moor family is over there, and them boys will shoot you. So
okay.
Don't go over there messing with them. And
okay.
But when I tell people about the fact that we were there and our land is still there, and the boys
okay.
sold off the land after they begin to die out, and then people tell me, well, you can't own your own land. I said, what are you talking about? I'm looking at a photograph of my grandfather and all 12 of his brothers, and they're standing there with guns. And I said, well, okay, I don't blame the Ku Klux Klan for not coming over there. So there's a lot of things that happen that they are not telling us that's not recorded and not a part of anything that we can ever understand. You have to deal with your family and go backwards in time with your own genealogy and deal with the truth about what is happening right where you are. And you may discover that you did not come from Africa. You had always been upon this land. This is
okay.
your land, and this is why the problem exists.
Okay, so you remind me now about your show begins at
7 p.m.
At 7 p.m.
7 p.m.
Okay.
Yeah, this
so
Sunday night, this
Sunday.
This will be the 23rd at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
You said on Sundays, right?
Yeah, Sunday night, Eastern Standard Time, 7 p.m.
Is it every Sunday?
Well, I try to do it every Sunday, but every once in a while I have to switch
all
around because
right.
I deal with
that.
People all over the United States, and I have to
understand
deal
that.
With them and their law
hey,
issues.
You're a very nice man. You're a very nice man because I don't consider what we disagree with as, you know, something that, you know, make us, you know, alienated. No, I like the way you talk and everything, right? Look here. This is the last thing I would like you to hear is a little excerpt of the link that I am telling about. Hertz International Research Society welcomes
okay,
our...
Hertz, H-E-R-T-Z.
Hmm?
Is that H-E-R-T-Z?
T-H-S. E-A-R-T-H apostrophe S.
Oh,
Earth.
Okay.
Yeah, Earth International Research Society welcomes our newest member, Michael Tellinger. Michael.
Okay.
Michael is...
I'm going to Google it.
Okay. Michael is a musician, author, scientist, and and an explorer from Mpumalanga, South Africa.
Okay.
Michael has been making groundbreaking discoveries about a vanished ancient civilization at the southern tip of Africa. His continued efforts and analytical scientific approach have produced stunning new evidence that will force us to rethink our origins and rewrite our history books. That is
okay. Well, I'm going to go there. I have Earth International Research Society.
Yes.
Is that it?
Yes.
Okay, I'm going to go over there, and I'm going to look at it for myself.
Oh, yes.
And check it out. But in the meantime, I looked to hear from you.
I mean it. I mean it. I think I'll talk to you again. You know, I mean, some people...
Okay.
Some people I talked to them for the last time. I don't want to talk to them again. But you leave a free up here that I think, you know, you are the kind of guy I will talk to again. Yeah.
Okay.
I'm picky about this. If I know I'm not going to get
anything.
Well,
that's good.
Yeah, you're a nice man. You're a nice man. All right?
Good, thank you.
So we got to go.
All right, my brother. Well, I'll talk to you later. And I'm going to go in here and deal with the Earth International Research Society and bring it up and take a look at it.
You keep blessed. You keep blessed, though, okay?
All right, you too, man. Okay, you too. Bye-bye.
Okay, now, here we have Africa and its ethnic people went docile since 509 BC coup in Rome City, Italy, city of Italy. Can Homo sapiens mate with Homo erectus? In doing so, they found evidence that Homo sapiens, which we are not Homo sapiens at all. You know, we are not Homo sapiens. Why sapien, not only had sex with Neanderthals, all these old bunch of foolishness that they're writing here, no point in talking about sapien having sex with Neanderthals because they are two subgroups. They can interbreed with each other. No, nothing wrong with that. They also interbreed with Homo erectus. That is fine saying Homo erectus, but there is no Homo sapien. It is wise sapien species. They also interbreed with Homo erectus, the upright walking man, tool using man. You see, who is writing this? Are the white people them writing this stuff here that I'm reading to you? Inside Science, the earliest unputed ancestor of modern humans, Homo erectus, likely survived up to at least 117,000 years ago, before going extinct when the environment in its last refuge changed from woodland to rainforest. A new study suggests, written December 18, 2019. Did
sapien breed with erectus? So they say. In doing so, they found evidence that wise sapien not only had sex with Neanderthals, they also interbreed with erectus. So this is like a repetition. It's repetition. My friend, I want to thank you for tuning in and hope that you gather something from what we have managed to broadcast for you today, right? The conversation was okay with me talking to this brother. Conversation is always a good thing to have when you can have it. And I find this brother to be somebody that, you know, he makes conversation okay without, you know, I rough him up a bit, but he still did not, you know, run away. I mean, he's somebody that has something there for me to, like, work with, you know what I mean? So I want to thank you for tuning into the program and hope that you also enjoy what I brought forth. So you take good care and blessings to you. Let's see what we have here. And
the